Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more awesome life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, constantly bombarded by negativity? You know, that voice in your head that just won't shut up about all the things going wrong? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. We live in a world that loves to throw negativity our way, news headlines screaming about doom and gloom, social media filled with comparisons and anxieties, even everyday conversations can sometimes get dragged down by complaints. But here's the kicker. You don't have to be a prisoner of negativity. Today on the Dopamine Reset Protocol, we're tackling a crucial mission, breaking free from that negativity spiral and focusing on what truly matters, positivity. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff, but it's about mastering your mindset and choosing to shift your focus. Think of it like training your brain to be a positivity powerhouse. Sound good? Let's dive in. First up, awareness is key. You gotta know what those negativity triggers are for you. Is it scrolling through social media, listening to the news, or certain people in your life? Once you identify them, you can start taking steps to minimize their impact. Ever heard the saying, "You can't control everything, but you can control how you react"? This is where it gets real. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts chirping away, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our negativity stems from distorted thinking patterns. We overgeneralize, catastrophize, or focus on the worst-case scenario. Learning to recognize these patterns is a game-changer. It's like having X-ray vision for your own mind. Third, cultivate gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, focusing on what you're grateful for can work wonders. Make it a daily practice. Write down three things you're thankful for, big or small. This rewires your brain to appreciate the good stuff even amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. Gratitude is like a superpower that helps you see the light even on the darkest days. Fourth, surround yourself with positivity. The people we spend time with have a huge impact on our mindset. Seek out those who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Remember, you don't have to tolerate negativity from others. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your energy. Lastly, take care of yourself. Negativity can take a toll on both our physical and mental health. Prioritize sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. It's all about self-care, treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a dear friend. Think about it. Imagine waking up each morning feeling energized and optimistic. Picture yourself navigating challenges with a sense of calm and resilience. This is the power of breaking free from negativity and embracing positivity. Let me tell you a quick story that perfectly illustrates this. A few years back, I was going through a tough time, career changes, relationship struggles, the whole shebang. It felt like negativity was a constant shadow following me around. Then, I decided to do something radical. I started actively seeking out positive experiences. Instead of scrolling through social media comparing myself to others, I started sharing uplifting content and connecting with people who were making a difference in the world. I swapped doom scrolling for inspiring podcasts and replaced complaining sessions with conversations about things that truly mattered. The results? My outlook transformed. It wasn't a quick fix, but with each positive step I took, I felt a shift within myself. The negativity didn't disappear overnight, but it lost its grip. I started to see the world through a new lens, one filled with possibilities and opportunities. Remember, folks, this isn't about being Pollyanna-ish or pretending that life is all sunshine and rainbows. It's about choosing how you respond to the inevitable ups and downs. We all face challenges, but it's our mindset that determines our experience. So here's your call to action. Today, commit to one small act of positivity. Whether it's complimenting a stranger, sending a message to someone you care about, or simply taking a few minutes to appreciate the beauty around you, every little bit counts. Let's make this world a more positive place, one good deed at a time. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. Believe in yourself, embrace positivity, and keep shining bright. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.